This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
So, what temperature is it out today and what's going to be later? Look at your phone. She like, gives me all the directions. Like, I wouldn't know how to do it. Look at your phone and tell me what the temperature is. Trying to get Sammy dressed.
But it's 93 degrees and sunny out, honey.
In my mind, I'm like, it's Thursday. And then I was like, oh, shoot, it's only Wednesday. But either way, big game tonight. Big sports day today, BT.
There's a lot going on. We'll get back to the Pete Rose stuff. Obviously, big Nick day as well. 888-808-1019. I've got something about your Mets that I think you'll like.
Yeah.
That was just repurposed and brought back to me as a little bit of a receipt from one of my buddies. Okay.
Okay.
And I do remember this, maybe vaguely, because it was around the fire pit, and you know I like to have a little fun around the fire pit.
Okay, so you and your buddies hanging out at the fire pit, yes.
This particular night was just one of my buddies, Mike, in town, fellow coach, great guy, right? Massive Mets fan, absolutely massive. And he writes, remember our convo by the fire pit about the depth of the Mets staff? Mm. And I wrote, no, I do not recall. All right. Check this out, though. So he sends me a picture, and it's the five Mets starters. And here's what it says, a little montage of their faces. The Mets now have five different players this season with a sub 3.15 ERA and 40-plus strikeouts through eight starts. Then it lists all the names. We know who they are. No other team in Major League Baseball history has had such players to start a season. Five guys, sub 3.15 ERA, and at least 40 or more strikeouts through eight starts. All the baseball, we talk about Pete Rose, if we go back to Ty Cobb, we talk about Shoeless Joe, all the baseball, no other team has had that to start a season. What are they doing in that lab?
You know, I was thinking about it yesterday because we keep saying, you know, with Skeens in town, it was, well, the Pirates have an ace, so you need an ace to win, the Mets don't have one, and the Mets don't have an ace. They have five, BT! They have every guy they throw out there giving five, six scoreless innings. It is remarkable. I think Jeremy Hefner deserves a ton of credit. I think clearly there is something going on that the Mets are able to identify somebody and bring them in here and maximize their abilities.
But like, what is it?
You do the math. I mean, I think it's analytics. I think it's letting them throw their better pitches more. I think it's Jeremy Hefner being able to relate the analytics to a human in the pitching department. I mean, obviously, and it's also the way that they deploy them. They're not pushing the issue. Mendy knowing when to get them out. Okay, 5 2/3 from Senga last night. Reed Garrett, he drives him up a wall, walking two guys in a row, driving around, whatever. But the starting pitching, dude, their formula, 5-6 innings, get out. They don't allow any runs. All these guys.
He put on glasses for you at least, Reed, right?
Trying to find
a strike zone a little
bit. He drives
me
nuts. He's fine. He's okay, whatever. But the starters, I think there is a formula here that the Mets are using, and it is clearly working. The only question that I would have is it sustainable to have almost all your pitchers go 5, maybe 6 on a good night, and keep relying on the bullpen when we're only in mid-May and you're going to try to survive through deep October?
You know what? If you would have asked me this years ago, no. If you ask me this now, yeah. I mean, we could parachute into pretty much every major league city right now and listen to their sports radio station. Not as good as the Fan, of course, as we know.
Right.
And I guarantee that they would be like asking the same questions like, man, you know, what teams do have starters that go, I mean, the most of the, I don't mean one guy. you know, like a Scooble or Skeens or, you know, Max Fried, who only went five last night. But most teams deal with this as well. It's mixing and it's matching. It's Band-Aids. It's having a lot of guys in the minors and a lot of guys in reserve, swing guys that can start, that can obviously bounce into lower leverage, you know, relief situations. That's the game of baseball.
Here's why I do think it's sustainable. Because what the Mets rotation is right now is not going to be this moving forward, meaning Sean Manaea is going to come back at some point. Frankie Montas might come back at some point. Now, what's that going to do? It's going to insert those guys into the starting rotation and have some of the guys who are in the rotation now become longer men in the bullpen or go down to the minors.
Yep.
And I'm thinking about postseason. So in the postseason, you need one or two. I mean, maybe you want to say three now, especially if you're only having starters go five innings. But you need those horses in the bullpen. Who's to say that just because Reed Garrett might not be it or the Mets bullpen might be taxed by October, who's to say that one of these guys, I don't know, Tyler McGill, Griffin Canning, we saw Peterson do it a little bit last year. Maybe it's Montas himself. I don't know. Maybe it's Tidwell from the minors. Like, the Mets have a lot of depth, to your buddy's point, in that rotation that when they get healthy, not only should Manaea perform well, it's going to take one of those other guys and have him be a depth piece that could be utilized as the bullpen arm come postseason.
Good offense, deep, deep array of arms for, say, innings 6, 7, 8.
Right.
And no aces, in theory. I'm not even talking about the Mets.
Right, right.
Or a great offense, a lackluster offense, a true ace like you and I grew up with, and decent bullpen. Like, what's more desirable at this point? I think it's flipped.
Are we talking about for the postseason or just in general?
Postseason.
Yeah, I think that's the only question, postseason. And it's inherent in me to say ace. I do not believe that any longer. I think the way the Mets are doing it is the right way, certainly for the regular season. And in the postseason, as long as they can turn one of these plethora of starters who have been effective into a weapon out of the bullpen, they're all not going to start. I mean, let's say best case scenario. Now, you know, these things usually work themselves out. Somebody gets hurt. Somebody's got to go on the shelf. But let's just say the Mets stay healthy or are healthy for the postseason. Manaea, Holmes, Senga, Peterson, McGill, Canning, Montas. It is mathematically impossible to have all those guys in the rotation in the playoffs. However, it is not impossible to have them be effective weapons out of the bullpen.
I know. I think it's, you know, I think the most appealing part of this here, and I said this to you a couple times, the lab is real. Now, does it get you a championship? I don't know. We'll see. There's a lot of baseball to go. But what should excite Met fans the most is that, you know, in a year or two, as Stearns has multiple drafts to get arms and identify arms that they believe will fit the lab, but like elite stuff, not getting guys off, you know, other teams who are a little bit questionable that don't throw 98, 99. Like, they have an array of arms that are coming. And then when you take those guys, those young players, and now put them in whatever they're doing philosophically and how they're applying their thoughts to, you know, to the young players from an analytical point of view, well, now you might have that ace.
And then
you might have that Skeens.
Right, and that coupled with spending their resources on known commodities as position players or keeping their guys that they developed. The one thing that Milwaukee couldn't do with David Stearns are the smaller markets that can't do that, like Pittsburgh.
Yep.
They could develop the guys. They could draft them, identify them, develop them. They can't keep them. That's where the Mets become a dangerous powerhouse.
How about that random text, too? I'm not bothering them.
It wasn't me.
You know, I mean, just minding my own business, doing a job, doing a show. Receipt pops up.
Oh.
And I said, I don't recall the conversation.
Yeah.
And then I talk about it for 15 minutes on the air.
I'm not surprised at that. That's great. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Back to the Pete Rose conversation. Pete is calling from Long Beach. What's up, Pete?
How's it going, guys?
Good.
What's up, Petey?
Listen, BT, all due respect.
Yes.
But after this past college basketball season where you coronated this dude who's got mob ties, was linked to a prostitution ring as the king of college basketball, you know, and said he's gushed about him being such a great guy. I've learned so much about him and this and that. You know, I mean, you can't go around then calling this Pete Rose a bad guy. I mean, give me a break.
I can go around and do whatever I want. No, listen, Hold on, Pete. I'll give you this. First of all, I think that Rick has owned it. And I think that's the...
Owned what? He owned one thing. He had people take jail time for him.
Did he get arrested? Yes or no? Did he get arrested, Pete?
He had a fall guy take the fall.
Did he get arrested? It was an FBI investigation, Pete, and he was exonerated. I don't know what you want me to say to that. Listen, Rick's done things that he's not proud of that I don't agree with. Of course I see that. There was a full, thorough investigation, exoneration. Whereas, you know, others, they have actually been arrested, and it has resulted in either jail time or fines or other punishments. So I get it. Rick's not a saint. Nobody's saying he was.
I did think of Patino before, just as we're having the conversation. He was somebody that popped into my mind. But I also don't think, now you know him much better than I do. I've gotten to talk to him a little bit here, and I've seen his actions, and we followed along his career. I don't think you could defend, at least me, I can't say that Rick Pitino is a bad guy and didn't hold himself accountable. He was punished. He took accountability. He's addressed and acknowledged all those different things. Pete Rose never did it in 50 years or whatever, 40 years.
No, he never took the ownership.
So nobody's saying that Rick Pitino, to your point, is a saint. And we've had this conversation before, like, should St. John's even give him a chance?
Sure.
And there's a reason why they were able to hire him.
Iota made it easy, too. If Iota doesn't do that, St. John's would not have hired him.
Because they wouldn't be the first team in to go get him?
As a Catholic school, I don't think they wanted to be the first one to do it.
Maybe
it
not.
It was easier. Iota's got a religious background as well. Made it easier for him.
And that happens before. See, to me, Pitino did some things that maybe we don't agree with, some bad things.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing that, and I'm not trying to minimize what he did, because obviously it wasn't pretty. But if you take accountability, what, are you not going to get a second chance? Pete Rose, the issue was he never took accountability. He lied flat out for many years, blames everybody else, begged, pleaded, still didn't understand it, even all these years later when he finally did say, all right, you know what, I was lying about it. Then dismisses the accusations of statutory rape, dismisses it to be like, oh, it was 50 years ago,
was the quote,
or whatever, to a female reporter like.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah.
Talk about not getting it. Rick Pitino would never handle himself like that in public. He's accountable. Look, I'm not trying to back the guy. You know him more than I do.
I think your instincts are right. It's the exact opposite. And that was the quote. I mean, it was 50 years ago. You expect me to remember that? I mean, come on, man. We're talking about a possible statutory rape here, and that's the response.
It was 50 years ago, hung to a female reporter.
That's true. That was not having any sense of evolving.
And if you watch it, because they show it in that HBO thing, it's even more cringe than it sounds.
I agree. You'd have to see this, and you guys can make your own judgments here, but. You know, and again, I don't think there's a connection or any sort of, you know, thread from Pete to Rick. But since the caller brought it up, anytime you hear Rick talk, it's about, I've made mistakes. He's like, now he doesn't get into what they were. Otherwise, the thread just unravels forever. Eventually, you've got to move on from it. But he has taken ownership for indiscretions. And he's consistently said that St. John's and the Catholic faith is about forgiveness. Basically saying, I messed up a few times.
So what would be the equivalent? Because you've said, okay, well, you know, Pete Rose, all the character stuff, even LT being consistent with that.
LT was arrested many times.
Right. So it's just a different level from Patino. Like if there were I don't even know what the deal is with Patino. Is he in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Okay, he's already in the Basketball Hall of Fame. Yeah, I didn't know if it
was. The basis, the short version, going back to really Louisville, would be recruiting violations and certainly indiscretions.
Well, that's the stuff. Forget the recruiting violations. Like
no, but not as simple as hey, here's a bag of money like everybody does. Like it's deeper, and I acknowledge that. I remember having Rick on when he was it before he went to Greece. He was out of college, and me and Teak had him on the national show, and I wasn't feeling him. Like honestly, I didn't know he was going to coach St. John's. Right. And I remember my tone, not my tone with him, but after we hung up, I showed him respect. Me and Tiki flushed it out. And I was reacting to, because at that point, the FBI investigation was not completed. You know, I'm sorry, but once the FBI comes knocking down your door and they find you not guilty or you're fully exonerated, and not just in the court of public opinion, but stuff like that. What do you want us to do?
When did he get into the Hall of Fame, Patino? Do you have any idea?
I don't know off the top of my head. I honestly don't know.
He's never been retired. I didn't know the whole timeline. All right, and then real quickly on this, have you ever interviewed Lawrence Taylor?
Or met him
or interacted with him?
Yes, I've interacted with him. I saw him at a golf course once. My former agent represents him, and me and Tiki met him. I've met him a few times.
You've interviewed Pete Rose?
Yeah.
And you've interviewed, obviously, Rick Pitino and gotten to know him?
Yes. I think there's it's not even worth ordering 1, 2, and 3 in terms of what I view character.
I cannot. I met LT once, but like it was not an interaction where I could know if he's a good guy. But he seemed fine to me, but like I would be going based just off of what I know about him publicly.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Pete Rose. I never met him. I never interviewed him, but I go based off of what I have seen publicly. With Pitino, I've talked to, and you know, to me, he seemed like a nice enough guy, or at least publicly even taking accountability. But to me, seemed nice. That's why I asked you, because you've had interactions with all three of these people.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the deepest would be Rick, because I interview him every week for the TV show, obviously. You know, the Pete Rose story, I guess I'll tell you now. I mean, it's come up over the years, but the first time I met Pete, working in Vegas, and it's about 2000 or so, whatever. Yeah, it was the Subway Series, and I wasn't in New York, unfortunately. Right. I was working my way up, and I'm doing a Saturday-Sunday show for a network national that doesn't exist anymore. Anyway, I see Pete Rose in the sports book. This was at the Mandalay Bay, which is where our studio was for the weekend shows. And I tell my producer, hey, go get Pete on the show. And he does. He hustles. He gets him on. Now, Pete was with a few people. And the guy says, listen, you know, nothing about the gambling. I said, I want to talk baseball. I'm going to show him that respect, I promise, right? And I did. I wasn't going to take his knees out. Hey, what do you think about the Yanks? And then, yo, Pete, did you gamble? Yeah. Like, I'm not gonna. I gave him my word, and I wanted to talk baseball. And that's all we did. But my experience was during the commercial breaks, because when we went to, as soon as he walked into the little studio in the Mandalay Bay, he goes, I swear to God, this is the first thing he asked me. What did TCU do today? That's the first thing he asked me. And I said, yeah, I don't know. Meanwhile, I got money on a bunch of games as well. I just didn't bet TCU that day. Otherwise, I would have given you the answer. Right. I didn't know. Probably got action on 20 games myself at that point. You know, I'm broke, but I got some things flying. And then maybe Florida State. I forget the other schools, but I remember TCU was the first one. He asked me like 4 or 5 games. Finally, I'm like, I don't know. He takes out this sheet of paper. This is after he's telling everybody he doesn't gamble anymore.
Right.
That's why I'm telling you the story.
Right.
And I know it's not baseball, but it's still gambling. And Sal, he must have had 30 games written down. And I mean off the radar. Not Bama or Ohio State, like schools that, like Coastal Carolina back then. And I remember saying, dude, I don't know. Here's my computer. Look them up. Knock yourself out. And then we do the interview, and we talk baseball. It was awesome. Clemens, like just great stuff. And I'm like, wow, this guy's interesting, man. And then I met him again, and honestly, it was just, he was a jerk. He just was. So I'm not carrying his cross. He made his bed. You're not getting it in all probability, and you got to deal with it. And I hate that it happened after he died. I truly do. I feel for his family.
That's the thing.
Like, and that's why baseball's leadership has no backbone, because they took the easy way out.
If you're his son, and that's, I try to put myself in his family's shoes, his son's shoes. His son didn't do anything to deserve this.
Nothing.
He was born into this.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what his father has said and the legacy of his father has done, all that stuff. And he knows the one thing his father didn't want was, after he died, to be reinstated or elected into the Hall of Fame. Pete Rose predicted that that would happen,
mm-hmm.
but he didn't want it. He was on record many times saying that.
Yep.
And now his family has to live with that after losing their father. Whether we think he's a good guy or not, or bad guy, what he did, that's still their father.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, who lost my father, so I can relate to that aspect, knowing that something my father wouldn't have wanted to happen,
yep.
and have it happen on this type of public level and get all this attention out, knowing after he's dead, that would hurt me eternally. Like, there is no escaping. He passed away. He's gone. He didn't want this in death. You know what he wanted in life? He didn't want this in death. At least be consistent. For all his life, the one thing he wanted, you didn't give it to him. And now he died, and the one thing he didn't want, you giving him that. Like, that would bother me as a family member.
Totally get it. The only question I would volley back is, should they have been beholden to those wishes? And
no.
Callously, my answer is no.
No, but...
But I get it.
But what's the reason that they had to reinstate him? Like, you're right, it shouldn't be listening to Pete Rose's wishes... But why the hell would you have a ban forever for his life and then 8 months later decide that, hey, you know what? That lifetime ban, it doesn't matter anymore because he can't hurt us. He's dead. Like, that's just so disrespectful. I don't mind the punishment. Mm-hmm. I don't mind the lifetime ban. I have an issue with going back on it 8 months after he passed away. Talking Pete Rose, we'll get into the NFL schedule stuff. We only have five possible games here, I guess, that have been leaked. No, wait, six. My math is off here. Weeks 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, and 7 for the Giants schedule. I guess Art Stapleton, maybe some others, have released this along the way. The Thursday night football game with Philadelphia, week 6. We still have nothing on the Jets definitively, BT?
Well, I got a couple of things. I mean, I have no problem saying them. Yeah. I would believe this is 99%.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's 100%. I'm not reporting this, but...
A little birdie told you?
Yeah, I got a little leak this morning. I got a couple of text messages. So what I was told is that the Jets will start the first two games of the year... at home.
Okay.
Okay, and that the week 1 opener will be the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Which would be sick. By the way, it does...
Possibly Rodgers.
It does make sense if the Giants are opening on the road the first 2 weeks. Uh-huh. It would make sense to have the Jets obviously at home.
Yeah,
well,
for sure, but you've got the Rodgers possible backdrop, but either way, you got Justin Fields. And think about this, the Jets are obviously playing the Steelers this year, and if the NFL believes that Rodgers is going to play for the Steelers, and I think some of us still do, I think he's still going to find his way there, you can't run the risk of having it be week 8, yeah. 9, 10, 12, when the Jets stink or Rodgers is finished or hurt, you got to try to maximize the juice there.
I'll tell you, when I saw your tweet, that made me smile, man.
You like that one?
That would be a tremendous week 1 matchup. What? Yeah. Aaron Rodgers against the Jets?
I'm all for it.
MetLife?
Oh, yeah. I think it would be very good. I also...
Would you go to that game?
I'm going to definitely go to one of the first two games.
Okay.
And the thing, I believe week 3 is going to be... down in Tampa, not confirmed. That's kind of piecing a few other text messages together. Well, whatever, we'll see.
Okay.
I mean, we'll get the schedule tonight. But again, what I believe, fairly true, first two games at home, Pittsburgh week 1, Tampa week 3. And then from something else, I heard that the Monday, the Jets-Pats game, I think maybe is that week 6, would be in New England on a Monday night, which I'm trying to avoid.
Well, right. And didn't somebody say that the Jets would have, we knew the primetime games though, didn't we? Has that not been released yet, the full schedule?
Not all of them. Just like the Black Friday game, some of them.
When were we having the discussion that the Jets and Giants were not on
think we were just projecting what we thought I hoped and
nothing
what we thought.
Nothing was definitive there?
I don't think so.
Okay, all right. BT and Sal on the Fan.
But how about this Giants schedule?
Yeah.
At Washington, at Dallas, Kansas City, the Chargers. Oh, I mean.
Yeah. It doesn't look appealing for the big bad Giants, who, should be a great defense. We'll get into that coming up in a little bit. Let's get back to the Pete Rose calls. BT, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Bruce is calling from Austin, Texas. What's up, Bruce?
How you doing, guys? First of all, thanks for taking the call. Number two, big fan. You're my breakfast buddies every morning down here in the Lone Star State. But I'll get to my couple of quick points. Number one, Pete Rose doesn't go into the Hall of Fame because whenever he slapped that sign that said don't gamble, he lied to all of us. Number two, the steroid guys don't get in for this reason. Number one, and this is where you guys are wrong, steroids, the non-prescribed use of anabolic steroids was illegal in every state in the union during the steroid era. And here's the thing that's different between them and Lawrence Taylor taking cocaine. Mark McGuire, Sammy Sosa, and every one of those guys knowingly broke a federal law, and here's the key, in order to enhance their performance as baseball players. So they lied to us every bit as much as Pete Rose did. They don't go for that reason. Cesar Cedeno abused his wife, didn't make him a better center fielder. Mark McGuire broke the law in order to be better. They don't go. Pete Rose doesn't go.
Bruce, one thing you're missing, though. Mark McGuire didn't break the baseball rules.
It doesn't matter. He broke a federal law.
It actually does matter. Yeah, and thank you for the call, Bruce. We appreciate the call.
I appreciate his position, too. At least he's consistent across the board. You did this or this one. You're not getting in.
God bless you. You're entitled to that. And by the way, I'm not saying I necessarily disagree with that.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying that you can't say that steroids were illegal. They might have been illegal in the States, but that's like... So then, okay, anybody who did cocaine, which... was illegal, and I'm assuming still is illegal.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so you did that. Does that mean the guys who did cocaine aren't in the Hall of Fame? No. I mean, what would be the difference between, I don't care about, you're talking about, well, it enhances their performance. Doesn't matter. Some could say that cocaine or illegal drugs could enhance your performance, too. You go out there, you could play with higher energy. Or
a level of alertness?
I don't know, whatever. I have no idea. I know what PEDs do.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
And then you get into the greenies and the uppers more focused energy. Who the hell knows, man? I do believe, like, if you are injecting growth hormones or PED, whatever type of PED it might be, and then you're hitting the gym and you're doing all these things, you're obviously putting yourself in a good position to be better. If you're up, 3 or 4 in the morning blowing lines and obviously not sleeping and drinking and doing Lord knows what, you show up to the ballpark, you're not going to be good. You are going to be clearly diminished.
Right, but even Mark McGuire used to say it doesn't matter how big you are.
No, I know. But some people believe that it enhances vision,
right,
which helps with the spin and picking up what kind of pitch it is, which is an advantage.
All right, but then the argument is look at the list of guys who have either been nailed for PED use or guys who were named on the Mitchell Report, and then look at their careers. Like, certain guys succeeded because of it. Other guys did not.
Yeah.
If Ray Ordonez took steroids, do you think he would have been a 280 hitter or with 20 home runs? No.
But what did he average? Like 3 or 4 home runs a year in the neighborhood?
See,
maybe he would hit 10, 12. I don't know. What about Brady Anderson?
Yeah,
I mean, he hit 50 home runs that one year. What did Brady Anderson, I think that there's a lot of, we could be selective, and I get your point. Like, there's certain guys, I think no matter what you did, I don't think it really would have mattered very much. But, I mean, Brady Anderson for the first, I'm looking at his stats right now, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 10, 14, 32 home runs. And then all of a sudden you get to 1992, he hits 21, and then you go a couple of years later in the mid-90s, he bangs 50. I mean, is that a juice ball? Is that by coincidence? Is that a little bit of everything? Is that heavy drug use? I don't know. And then what guys that took it in the minors that enhanced their minor league production, now maybe they weren't great major leaguers, but they jumped past guys in the minors who didn't do it,
right,
and they wound up carving out 6, 7, 8 years, maybe middling stats, but they wound up banking $8, 9, 10, 12, $15 million, while the guy in the buses tried to do it the right way and he didn't make anything.
Yeah, either way, each individual is entitled to feel how they want to feel about who they would elect into the Hall of Fame. The difference with Pete Rose is not only that he didn't take PEDs, we're talking about the betting on the sport, but he wasn't eligible to even be voted in or not. He just wanted to be tried. Send him to the jury. Let the voters decide whether he should be in or not.
Yeah.
And he didn't get that.
He didn't get to make the rules.
He
doesn't get to make the rules. Lifetime ban, too bad.
Understood, which is fine. But I think that's been the argument all these years. Like, hey, let at least the writers decide whether he gets in or not. Then it could have been a different conversation.
But think about this. So to let the writers decide on the law, I know that sounds a little strong, the law, but the rule of baseball, I don't think the writers should have that power.
Right.
Think about this.
Neither did baseball. They took it away, obviously, in this particular case.
No, I know. So, but if you commit an infraction that is truly the most egregious infraction that you could commit, I think it's up to the committee.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Commissioner to either acquiesce or rescind the penalty. I don't think you put it in the hands of a 16-person panel that is now going to have different interpretations of a rule that they didn't make, right. was what I'm saying.
And now that is going to happen. Not with the voters, but it is going to happen with the panel. Anthony's in Keyport, New Jersey. What's up, Ant?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Listen, thanks for taking the call. Before I make my point, Alan, I just wanted to pass our condolences on from my family to yours.
Thank you, Alex. We appreciate that.
So what's going on? So listen, here's my thing about this Hall of Fame thing. I'm a huge Hall of Fame guy. My buddies and I debated Pete Rose, no Pete Rose. But after 2019, I can't take anything MLB and MLB Hall of Fame do serious. Guys, in 2019, they put Harold Baines in the Hall of Fame over Jeff Kent, Don Mattingly, Barry Bonds of the Pittsburgh Pirates, Alex Rodriguez and the Seattle Mariners. Harold Baines, a good baseball player, but a Hall of Famer?
No.
Hall of Fame is a joke completely after that, in my opinion.
Well, I think I'm just going to drop it there because you got a little feedback there. Thanks for the call there, Ann. I mean, Harold, I'm not going to go on the Harold Baines rip apart tour, but I mean, come on. I watched Harold Baines, Hall of Famer, joke.
But now we're getting into a whole nother aspect of it.
I
don't disagree with.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's not part of the conversation. It's just a whole different world. Like, the Baseball Hall of Fame does not mean what it once did. This is about Pete Rose and Major League Baseball shockingly reinstating him 8 months after he passed away, after 40 years of upholding the suspension that he accepted from Bart Giamatti.
Yes, I think if we make it about the Baineses, now we get down a different road, and it's a different rabbit hole. However, maybe the question is, and this is where I'll reinsert somebody like Baines and maybe even a Burp Blylevin or a Don Sutton. We know the names, even though Don was really good, but some of those fringier names. If the standards of entrance into the Baseball Hall of Fame from a production perspective have gone down a little bit, and we all know that they have, then shouldn't they, I'm asking, should the standard and like the rules of requirement, how you comport yourself, why can't those change?
It feels like they have changed for the opposite. Meaning it's gotten more difficult to get in if you're not a good character.
Yes, because I think society is much more aware of that, and there's many more platforms to voice displeasures with bad people or people who do bad things. So, yeah, it's a mess, really, is what it is.
Which way would you... Exactly.
That's
which
mess.
Way would you rather have it?
See, I would... Okay, why don't you answer it?
Well, I was just going to say, like, I feel like as bad as this is to say, I feel like the Hall of Fame should be based on performance.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a Hall of Fame with Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Alex Rodriguez, Pete Rose in it than Mike Mussina, Don Sutton, Harold Baines, Scott Rolen.
Me too. Now, I totally agree with that. I think the standards have been diminished, and it's really taken away from the sanctity, if you will, of the museum, of the just the vastness of what the Cooper of what Cooperstown is supposed to represent. I think if we, that's why I used the term the moral police earlier in the show. I think if we start, not that you're trying to do it or me, but inevitably we kind of get there when we have a 2-hour discussion on Pete Rose and what happened. I hate that there are so many bad people in the Hall of Fame. Bad people, criminals, wife abusers, children abuse, child abuse, like not even drug, put drugs separate. And now suddenly we're going to be judge and jury on, was this person a good guy? Was this person a good guy? Was that a good person? When for 100 years, we don't know what the hell happened.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
All right, BT, a little three random questions for you every Wednesday at 11:40. Number one, I know you don't take public transportation anymore, but you have in your life.
Oh, yeah, a ton.
Would you go through an open door at the subway or skip the turnstile instead of paying the fare?
Because I would pay the fare.
Even if, let's say, because I've had a lot of instances where that door, you know, the emergency
door, I know what you're saying, sure.
It swung open.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, obviously you just walk right through there. And I know there are cameras around and everything.
Yeah.
Or do you just feel the moral obligation to pay the $3 and go through?
That's not worth it, man. I mean, fare beaters, I mean, they do it all the time. I guess they've made some more or some...
Fare beaters.
Yeah, that's what they call them, you know? I think they, like, built these plexiglass, I don't know, whatever the hell they've done. I don't ride the subways that much anymore, but I used to all the time at the high school. Yeah, I mean, the trains back in the day were wild. You know what I, just as a quick swerve, you can't believe I used to do this. I can't believe I'm going to say that I did this, but I did. So I told you, I would take like two buses to the Q train. I'd go to the Q train on Kings Highway, take it to West 4th Street, and then hop on the F train to get to Xavier High School. Right? And it would take me like an hour. Like it was a pain in the ass, right? So you had to entertain yourselves. Now, going there, it was mobbed. I couldn't do this going there. Like coming home after practice when it was more empty or after detention or both, I would break into the little operating room where the conductor would say, stand by, next stop, Avenue 8, stand by, next stop, Prospect Park. what was some of the other ones? Oh, geez. Church Avenue. And I would just talk on the speaker.
What?
I swear to God.
And say what?
Basically what I just said. Sometimes I'd say something stupid that I probably can't say on the air. Just
that's actually very funny.
15-year-old goofball is what I was doing.
Illegal, but also funny.
But I did pay my fare.
Okay. Yeah, I at least paid the $3 to do it. I, too, cannot walk through that empty door. I continually go through and pay my fare. You know, I don't...
Good citizen,
Sal. Yeah, exactly. However, I do recall skipping a turnstile at certain points and only out of necessity to catch the train.
Long ago?
I don't even recall that. But
within the last 5 years?
No, probably not within the last 5 years.
You're good.
Maybe within the last 10 years or so.
Okay.
Now, I'd make up for it. I mean, over the years, I'm getting hosed by how many times I paid for the stupid thing and the train doesn't come and I have to get out and walk.
Yeah.
But the only way they would make me do it is like, I can't miss the train. I got to get on this train and I'm up against it here. And then maybe I've hopped. So I'm not saying I've never done it before, but I've only done it in emergency to make a train. All right, that's number one. Number two, name something that fascinates you. Now, before you answer, because this could be a tough one, I'm going to give you an example of why I came up with it.
Go ahead.
Roads, maps, like subway maps, and how they come up with it. I'm fascinated by it.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll find myself just driving and thinking, man, how the hell did they build this road and... You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I know exactly what you're saying.
It fascinates me.
Uh-huh.
And I'd love to go maybe there are shows on the History Channel or something where I could find a deeper dive and get educated on it. But all that stuff, tunnels and bridges and roadways, I'm fascinated by it.
I can't say how many times, and it started, you know, when they were young. I don't know that my daughter ever asked me. My son asked me a couple times, like, Dad, how do they build a bridge? And, like, you know, you're the dad. You think you know everything. I'm like, I don't know how the hell they got the cement to the bottom of the water.
Right.
I've actually watched videos on that. So I find that very fascinating. But since you said that, I'll come up with something different. I find interactions between animals incredibly fascinating. Ooh. God, I love it, man. And I also love, like, when there's videos of the ocean floor. Like, I watch that stuff a lot. I really do. I saw something yesterday. It was a rhino and a lion. Yeah. The rhino and the lion walk into the boat. No, no.
In like a Disney Plus show or something?
On Twitter, right? Okay. And I stayed with it. It was like a 3-4 minute movie. It was short, whatever. And it showed their interaction. Now, the lion's the king of the jungle, right? Not this time. The lion, you could just stick in that tail between its legs and saying, let me get out of the way. Like, the way they were acquiescing to the rhinos was so visible. And the rhinos were just slow. Although, I think they can run up to 20-something miles an hour. And they can obviously crush you. But they were moving very slow, just plodding along. And the lion knew, even though this is supposed to be my jungle, I'm getting out of here. I love that stuff.
Yeah, I love that answer. It is a great answer. And I'm fascinated by that as well. Now, are you sure you didn't get AI'd?
No, because it wasn't like there was no attack.
Like to me, what was the stuff that was scrubbing off the whales?
The Boomer Barnacles. Yeah, Boomer, exactly. The captain. Captain Boomer with the Barnacles.
You didn't get AI'd here with this rhino line?
No. That was pretty, that was definitely real. Even like watching, like, whether it's an anaconda or a certain snake, how they can fit certain things in their mouth and then obviously digest them. I watch that stuff all the time. I love it.
All right, last one for you, and this could be tricky waters here, so just answer it wisely. But it's something. No. It's something I've been thinking about.
So you're trying to walk me to the ledge, but you don't want me to jump.
No.
Answer it wisely. I'm going to put you in a rough spot, but just don't answer it the wrong way to incriminate yourself.
If you polled all of your ex-lovers in life,
oh Jesus,
what grade on a scale of 1 to 10 do you think you'd get?
Oh boy, that is a good one, man. All of them.
Or at least like the first
because
few.
Sometimes, you know, like,
evolve and
one. Well, you evolve and it's one and maybe you don't really care.
But that's kind of my point. Like,
yeah,
I think back on it. Yeah.
How the hell do I grade this, man? I'm certainly not going to sit here and say I'm a porn star.
Well, 1 to 10. How do you think they?
You want a number?
No. How do you think they? Like, if I polled,
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I think some would have different. I think some might say a 10.
Okay.
I think some may say 6. I guess I'll go with an 8. Split the difference, man. Now you answer this, you knucklehead.
Yeah, way lower than that. I was always.
Well, dude, the first time you got action, you were wearing tighty whities. The standard was set. You had no chance.
I will admit, I was always about me.
Yeah.
So if I'm asking, if you polled my ex lovers, they'd be like. I mean, again, maybe the scale grows like the first one, maybe 2. Maybe it gets to like a 4 or 5.
Uh-huh.
Eventually start getting up to, all right.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Uh-huh. That's a tricky one. I appreciate the honesty.
I admit my weakness there.
I think that you get a varied answer. I mean, I really do. I think there's some. Listen, I think that there's a chemistry that's undeniable. So I think when you have chemistry, it's going to be really high.
Some higher than
others. For sure. And then there's others where, I think it depends on the age. I think it depends on the person. I would like to get Dove's number on this.
Can we
get a little contribution here, Dovey?
You don't want my contribution because there's been only one.
Okay.
So Dove's ex is his current. I mean,
Since it's his current, we can't pull him.
See, he's evolved along the Hoff. You have a
he's got an answer.
Hoff by the nickname of Porno Pete.
It's not a good answer. It's probably forgetful.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there you go. I mean, that's kind of the scale. I think I would be on more so forgetful. I wouldn't say forgetful because how can you forget, this type of personality and all that stuff?
Yeah.
But as far as that department, I don't think it's forgettable, but it's maybe regrettable might be more of the.
Let me say, this obviously is under, that's funny, under the pretense of obviously, that was a good one, of us not being married. All right, just to entertain that for a second.
Okay, let's pretend.
Just for a second. Don't get too excited, buddy. Take it easy. I mean, he just almost left the studio, jumped out of his chair. I don't know where he was going to go, but looked like he was going to get ready to have a little fun. All right. If you could walk into a room.
Yeah.
Not in a dream, like literally have this happen, and walk into a room with every person, every single girl that you hooked up with in your life, would you want to do it? And they would be the age that they were when you hooked up with
them. Yeah, and here's why.
How do you not want to walk around that room?
Well, here's why, though. We talk about being fascinated, whatever, like the reason I came for this question. I'm curious, because everybody evolves and you get older. You're talking about, late teens or early 20s, whatever it may be. what you are at 45 or 50 or whatever, 35 is totally different than 18. So sometimes I look back and think, oh my God.
Yeah, but they're thinking the same thing about themselves,
bingo,
of course.
Right. Okay, so then it's there's a curiosity factor there of like, I'm sorry. How bad was it? Like,
oh, come on, you're overselling
it. I didn't want that hung on me. I mean, who knows? And then the more you evolve and your career gets, hey, you know, you're on TV and you're at a sports bar, or she's now dating somebody and she's like, oh yeah, I used to date that guy, and then she tells him like, he was horrible.
Like,
you
know what I mean? Like, she's dating somebody, right? And the guy's like a huge WFA or SNY fan, I mean, or Sal fan. Oh, I love that guy. He's awesome. I used to date him. He was a zip in bed.
See?
Dude, the guy's never going to look at you the same way.
I don't want my reputation damaged. That's why I'm admitting
it. Well, that's why you walk back into the room. You have a chance to maybe change the opinions all these years later. Remember, you're not married. That's the premise.
Unlike Pete Rose, I want to take accountability for my transgressions. I was selfish. I admit that. I didn't know any better. I learned along the way. Now, the game is over, obviously, being married. I just want, you know, I've learned along the way.
I got you, buddy.
Do you tell?
Oh, God almighty.
That one's been in the holster for a long time.
Yeah, it's a good day to bust it out. It's a good one.
All right, BT and Sal, the fan, will come back down with the king topic of the day. Actually, the hit king of Major League Baseball is the king topic of the day today. We'll get to the Knicks NFL schedule release as well. 888-808-1019.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.